everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I will be talking about the H1N1 virus and pandemic planning. The H1N1 virus is spreading rapidly around the country. Many people are out sick from school and work. So what does a company need in their DR plan to avoid a pandemic disaster in their work environment? How can management and employees prepare for a pandemic disaster? And most importantly, how does a company handle a big chunk of their workforce being out sick? Here with me today to help answer these questions is Paul Kervan, an independent consultant, author, and educator in business continuity management. He is also the secretary of the Business Continuity USA chapter. Hi, Paul, and welcome.
Hi, Megan. Nice to be here.
So, Paul, what are the most important factors to have in place with your DR plan to avoid a pandemic disaster in your work environment?
Well, first and foremost, you've got to remember that a pandemic is really focusing more on people as opposed to technology. A disaster recovery plan typically deals with the recovery of technology that may have failed or been disrupted through some sort of a external or internal activity. Now, of course, if you have nobody on staff available because everybody's sick, if you don't have anybody available to manage the business as well as the technology, the organization could certainly be in serious trouble. So one of the things we would suggest doing right up front, if it's at all possible, is to do a risk assessment of the organization to identify how the organization may be affected in a pandemic. Now, when you do something like that, you want to look at the critical business functions and the people that support them. And, of course, by extension, the technology that it supports those critical business functions. Now, if you can, and hopefully you can, you want to establish preventive measures such as hand-washing stations, access to face masks, and sufficient communication to the employees in the organization about the importance of maintaining good hygiene and similar kinds of preventive activities. A very important thing to do, which is always a good thing to do if you can do it, and this would be working in conjunction with your human resources department, would be to have some sort of a skills inventory of your employees. And these would be situations where you literally have everybody on staff, some sort of a table or a spreadsheet or whatever, and then identify what key activities these folks are able to do. Now, once you have that done, you can probably identify situations where you may have individual staff people that really don't have anybody available to back them up. That creates an opportunity to perhaps cross-train or some other kind of an activity to make sure that you've got at least one person available to back up every critical person in the organization. Finally, since supply chain-related activities are very important with most organizations, it's probably a good idea also to analyze your key supply chain firms, find out what they're doing in terms of pandemic preparations, and see where there may be a risk in that sense.
How should management address this type of pandemic problem with their workforce?
Well, first of all, you want to sit down with Human Relations Department and, as we mentioned before, put together a skills inventory of all the staff. Once you've done the risk assessment, chances are you've identified the critical business processes and functions in the organization. And once you've got the skills inventory, see if you can map the results of the skills inventory against the key business processes and systems. And that way, you can identify those employees that are really kind of key to the firm. Now, next after that would be to, as we mentioned before, identify people who either are knowledgeable in critical activities or who could be cross-trained. And where you do have people available and you have the funding, it's a good idea to make arrangements to have some cross-training done so that you do have people available to step in and keep things going if you're key people are taken ill, or perhaps maybe they have to go home to care for a member of their family who's sick. So the supply chain issue is the same kind of thing. You want to reach out to your suppliers as much as possible, figure out or have them tell you what they plan to do in terms of pandemic planning, And if you can, conduct some joint exercises so that both your organization and your key suppliers will have an idea of how they can interact with each other in case a pandemic starts taking place. And both sides can update their plans accordingly.
Great. And what precautions do you recommend employees take to protect themselves against a pandemic outbreak in their office?
Well, certainly communications is a key activity. Keeping employees informed of activities that are happening with the Centers for Disease Control, perhaps also the World Health Organization, even state and local agencies that provide information about flu status in the organization. Make sure that you've got supplies throughout the organization at various strategic locations, such as hand washing stations. I'm sure most of you have probably seen the wall-mounted units that you just hold your hand underneath mm-hmm. it, and it shoots out a little jet of disinfecting soap or whatever, and you know, use that to keep your hands clean. And then make sure that you've got supplies of other things, such as face masks and any kind of relevant medications that may be necessary. And as much as possible, encourage the employees to be vigilant about their own health, as well as keeping an eye on the health of their colleagues and naturally the health of their families.
Right. Now, what steps should a company take if it is, by chance, unprepared and is hit hard with a pandemic outbreak and a big percentage of their workforce is out sick with the flu?
Well, it's kind of, you know, I thought about this, and it's you know, kind of hard to imagine a company being totally unaware and caught literally unaware of a pandemic and its progress in the community. Now, certainly the H1N1 virus is spreading. It's not like the 1918 pandemic, which was, you know, very, very significant, but it is causing loss of life, and it is, you know, it is spreading across the country sufficiently that, you know, the U.S. government has declared it a national emergency. So the media is usually pretty good about keeping information out in the public domain about what's happening with pandemics. And you can also look at various internet services such as Facebook and Twitter and others, because that's another channel for getting information out to many, many people very, very quickly. Keep an eye out on the Centers for Disease Control and World Health Organization websites to see if there's any new developments, because the CDC in particular is very good about keeping things up to date. And I guess finally, typically the spread of a flu outbreak is not going to be, you know, lightning fast at first, but if you don't have the preventive measures in place and people start contracting it and there's no method to identify sick people and quarantine them or, you know, have them go home, the flu could spread quickly.
Right. Now, do you have any other advice on how to prepare for and handle pandemic disasters?
Well, certainly the organization ought to have some kind of a company-wide policy for dealing with a pandemic. Often this can be coordinated through the Human Resources Department, and it's a, you know, it's a good idea to have something like that in place just so the employees know that the company is taking all this seriously. It's very important to have up-to-date contact lists of all employees, their home numbers, their cell phones, BlackBerries, any other kind of communication so that you can reach people quickly, whether they're in the office or whether they're somewhere else. Very important to have similar kinds of information for all your key supply chain members, key stakeholders in the organization, any other relevant suppliers, local hospitals, clinics, other kinds of healthcare facilities, emergency response units, and any other first response type organizations in the area. Very important to make sure that if anybody in the organization starts exhibiting flu symptoms, that you have them quarantined and hopefully sent home or to a healthcare facility as quickly as possible. It's very important to keep a close eye, be very vigilant about the progress of a pandemic in the community. Very important to set up different kinds of triggers, procedures, ways to activate and also shut down a response plan if it does start becoming an issue. have procedures in place so you can modify your business operations in the case of a pandemic, and perhaps also shifting the responsibility for ongoing business operations to people in the organization that have been suitably cross-trained to step in and take over when the key people are out sick. So what we've addressed is a number of issues that organizations can do fairly easily, and the time is now to do these things if you haven't already done them, because it's clear that H1N1 flu is spreading across the country.
All right, and thank you for that important update, Paul.
My pleasure.
And that's all we have for you today. If you'd like to learn more about pandemic planning and disaster recovery, visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.